Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. Hey, gorgeous souls, it is Catherine, and I am back for another episode of the Manifestation Bay podcast, and today I am sharing with you guys a secret. Yes, I am revealing to you guys one of my secrets about some investment that I actually did not make this year. And I'm sharing with you why I didn't make it, and one of my most powerful frameworks for financial investing and financial spending that Brennan and I developed together very recently called Wealthy Now or Wealthy Later. And I want to share it with you guys because I think it's just such a great differentiator between, do I spend or invest money right now, especially if you're a business owner or especially if you're making investments in your life that are intended to amplify you to the next level or take you to the next level or help you become a better version of yourself or help you hire more people or help you learn new skills or learn new knowledge or learn something to help you grow yourself? Or do you save that money and do you keep it for later? Do you invest it later? So Brennan is on his way to the financial trip, the annual Platinum Partner financial trip right now. So he's actually getting on a plane and going to Whistler, where he'll be staying for about 8 days, with three of the days being pure ski days and the other 5 days being part of this event called the financial trip with Tony Robbins. And this is one of my favorite trips, you guys. So I'm kind of jealous. I kind of feel like I'm missing out. But at the same time, I'm really grateful for my decision of why I'm not there this year. So the financial trip is all about investments and learning what's going on around in the economy right now, and where's a great investment and where's a crappy investment right now. And Tony Robbins brings in experts, and the room is filled with like 100 millionaires and billionaires and these brilliant minds who are just so knowledgeable and also intuitive with the market and the real estate market and the stock market and this market and that market. And honest to God, last year, this information flew so above my head. It's not even funny, but I was very proud of being in that room because it was almost like I was sending myself a message that I was putting this out into the universe that, hey, universe, I am serious about learning about the language of money. I'm serious about investing in myself. I'm serious about setting me and my family up for this incredible financial future where we'll never have anything to worry about. My kids will never have anything to worry about. And just creating like generational wealth rather than wealth that just lasts mine and Brennan's lifetime, or wealth that just lasts us a couple of years and then we don't know what we're doing with our money and then we overspend it and then boom, we're left with nothing, which unfortunately happens more often than you think, you guys. Like, this stuff is not taught in schools. I wish it was, but it's not taught in schools, and I don't know everything about it. Like, I'm not this expert when it comes to it. People ask me all the time and I'm like, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a fiduciary. I literally still don't know the ins and outs of the financial world, but I'm willing to learn. And I remember setting an intention last year after we left the event. I told Brennan, like, we need to take action right now. We are young. I was 25 years old. He was 28 years old or 29. I was 25. He was 28. And I said that we have our whole lifetime for this, what do they call it? The compounding effect of time over money. when it comes to the investment world. And I said that if we just set aside a certain amount of money every single month as we bring income into our business, like we are going to be 100 millionaires in our lifetime. It might take 30, 40 years based off of what we just simply invest right now. But the more we put into it, the faster it gets. And we have interest in becoming real estate investors. And this whole world just opened up to us. And this time last year, we hired a, they call themselves like high net worth kind of family financial offices. Like it's basically we're working with a fiduciary, but it's part of a company called Creative Planning that works with typically high net worth individuals. But actually they, Tony Robbins convinced the owner of Creative Planning to start with people who maybe have like 50K to invest, who aren't necessarily already millionaires, but they have some money to invest and they want to have the benefits of someone who understands taxes and what happens at the high net worth level and how to save money here and how to not overpay taxes there and what's a great investment, what isn't, and how to be really smart in this financial world. And so Brendan and I, we had no idea what the hell we were doing. We called them up, we signed up, and ever since then we've been consistently investing, and I'm so proud of the amount that we have invested. It's just like one of my own like little accomplishments, not little, it's actually pretty big, but one of my own personal accomplishments that I always look at when I check the account and I'm like, wow, I'm so grateful I did this at the age that I did it. And I was very excited to come back because I wanted to see what else I can pick up. I wanted to see what else I could absorb. And Brendan honestly is the one who handles most of our investments. So I'm really grateful that he's the one going because he's the one who understands this world coming from a financial background. And whereas I'm kind of like, I know how to make money, but I don't know what to do with money. And he knows exactly what to do with money. So we've created this nice little partnership. But anyway, we had full intentions of going to this event together. And the reason why I'm even telling you about this event is because it's related to the reason of why I'm not at this event. So at the beginning of this year, Brendan and I were sitting together and we had three investments to make for our personal development / business development / relationship development for the beginning of this year. As you guys know, I'm huge, huge in investing in yourself. I am huge on this belief that when you invest in yourself and you put money into yourself, you are going to grow yourself. And because you are limitless, you are a limitless spiritual being inside of a human being body. And because you're limitless, the more that you grow yourself, the more limitless opportunities happen around you. And so I've always been a big believer. And last year, I mean, Brendan and I invested so much money in ourselves with Platinum Partnership, with a mastermind that I was in, and we were constantly traveling around the world and being so busy. And of course, learning a lot. And that translated into more income and that translated into more impact. But at the same time, it was distracting us from our biggest goals in business. And what I mean by that is our goals with hiring team members and our goals with literally spending more time in an actual office face to face with our team and figuring out our game plan and our big vision and where Manifestation Babe is going within the next couple of years and where Manifestation Babe is going to be in 10 years and who's going to be a part of it and who's going to venture off in a different direction. Like Brendan has some ideas around like what he wants to do ultimately with his life, which is really cool because right now he's invested in helping me grow Manifestation Babe. But at one point I know that this is like my baby and my heart and my soul. And although he's very good at helping me grow it, ultimately he wants to do his own thing, which is awesome. But anyway, Brendan and I, as we were about to drop another $250,000 in not just one mastermind, but two masterminds, as well as Platinum Partnership, we just recognized that not only are we going to be busy this year, but we're going to end up being busier, right? And also, $250,000 is quite a big chunk of money to just dish out right in the beginning of the fiscal year, right? Right in the beginning of January to just take out $250,000 before we've made any kind of profit in 2019 is not necessarily for the greater good of the business either. Because now, as I'm growing my business, you guys, I have to think about these things. I have to think about profits. I have to think about expenses. I have to think about paying people. I have to think about separating business and personal income and all of this education that I'm literally self-taught by, because it's nothing that I ever thought of before going into business. And these are all really great things, because these all translate into more structure, more organization, more impact, more income, and reaching the big vision that I have for this business. And as we're looking at these investments that we're about to make, it just felt in our gut, like I just felt it in my gut, that something didn't feel right. And that although we can easily out-earn this investment, and although we can easily keep up, like we've been able to keep up in 2018, but I just knew that I would, for some reason, I could just feel it, like I'm gonna burn myself out. And my business is going to get stagnant. It's not going to grow, because my team is not going to feel as connected to us with us constantly being around the world. And yes, we're learning things to help ourselves create a bigger business. We're not actually translating it and communicating it to the team and not actually creating any structure. And so, of course, after feeling this in my gut, I decided that maybe 2019 is the year that we implement everything that we've been learning. And maybe we give ourselves more time to just breathe and to allow everything from last year to absorb into our subconscious. And I had to ask myself the question before I share with you guys my wealthy now versus wealthy later framework. I think like the biggest question I had to ask myself was, is my ego involved in any of these investments? And I recognized that the one mastermind that I was, you know, I was looking at all of them, potentially letting go of any of them equally, but I looked at Platinum Partnership, which you guys know is like my biggest, proudest investment of 2018. End of 2017 is when I actually made the investment. And I believe that this one skyrocketed who I am as a person and where I've gone in 2018. And of course, I'm a fan of Tony Robbins, and this has nothing to do with the man himself. This has nothing to do with my experience in Platinum Partnership. But what I recognized is that of all the events that I've gone through last year, my favorite was Date with Destiny, the financial trip, and then there's an event that I really wanted to go to and spiritual trip. But alternating between the spiritual trip and a relationship trip, depending on the year that you're a member, last year was the spiritual trip and this year is the relationship trip. And I really want to go to the relationship trip. And when Brennan and I recognize that maybe it's just my ego that doesn't want to let go of Platinum Partnership, because I can easily be a guest. I can easily show up as a Platinum guest for either a discount or for free, depending on which event it is with Brennan. And I recognize that it's just the ego of that black lanyard. It's just the ego of, look at me, I'm sitting front row, Tony Robbins, or look at me, I can afford this, right? And when I recognized that, I was like, wow, I can't be making decisions from my ego. I can't be making decisions out of how I'm perceived by other people. I need to be making decisions that are for the greater good of my business, for the greater good of my team, and the greater good of our financial future. Because as I'm living in integrity with my teachings, you know, you guys can trust me and you guys can pick up all of these lessons and tips and tricks that I've learned and implemented in my life, and you can pick them apart and you can apply them in your life, and you can trust that everything I'm doing, I'm actually like, oh, what is that phrase again? Damn it. It's practicing what I preach. There you go. I don't know why I can ever think of it on the fly. Anyway, so I recognize there's just my ego in the way. And I also recognized that although I'll be missing the financial trip, because you have to be a plat to go, you cannot be a guest. There's no way you can buy yourself into it. That Brennan will go, and then I'll be a guest at the relationship trip, because obviously you can bring your spouse to the relationship trip included. I think it doesn't matter if it's included or not. But anyway, my point is I can show up as a guest and then we can both go to Date with Destiny in May. And then I asked myself, okay, how is my ego in this other mastermind that I'm in? And I learned that this other mastermind that I was in just wasn't that significant to actual business structure and business building and team building and actually like all of the stuff that I need help with, right? And I recognized that I was in this mastermind and I was about to re-sign up another year was because of the person leading it, very, very, very big time person in our industry. And also that the people that come into this mastermind are pretty epic people. And it was more of the ego of brushing shoulders with epic people rather than actually making this investment because it's going to help me grow my business. And then the third mastermind that I was examining and taking myself through this framework of wealthy now versus wealthy later, or is my ego involved here, or is my higher self involved here, which I'll share with you guys in just a second, I recognize that there's a mastermind, the third one, that would actually help me grow my business in a huge way. And although it's not like the sexiest mastermind in terms of like, we're going to have all these experiences and look at who's in it. And even though there's amazing people in it. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're in this mastermind, don't take this the wrong way. That's not what I mean. What I mean is like, it's more of like the celebrity status and more of the look at me, look at where I am instead of, hey guys, we're all successful. We're all building 8-figure businesses here. Like, let's get the hell to work. Let's do the unsexy things. And this will create so much more freedom down the road. And I recognize that the 8-figure company that I'm trying to build, that I'm not just trying to build, but actually building right now, requires me to sacrifice some things. And I have a podcast episode that I will link in the show notes for you just in case you want to have like a direct link to it, because I don't remember the number off the top of my head. But I talk about how the ego does not like to sacrifice things, but the higher self actually does, because the higher self understands that in order for you to bring in your ultimate vision, you must let go of the stuff that doesn't matter right now. And so I learned that I had to let go of my ego. And I had to let go of some travel. I love travel, but I also learned in 2018 that I was doing a ton of travel that had nothing to do with places that I actually wanted to visit. And that a lot of the locations and travel that I was doing was because it was for an event. And I was just craving travel that had nothing to do with an event. You know, like one of the things that held me back from wanting to speak more often on stage is because of the travel just for the sake of work. And I wanted to, my heart and my passion, my soul screams for travel that has to do with the sake of traveling. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to let go of some travel and I'm probably going to spend more time in Los Angeles, but really that travel doesn't really have to do with like where my soul actually wants to go in the world. So that's fine. And then yes, I'll let go of some epic opportunities and some meeting some epic people and maybe being on some really big podcasts or maybe brushing shoulders with the right people and et cetera, et cetera. But then I had to realize, you guys, that opportunities are a dime a dozen. Opportunities are unlimited. They are literally everywhere. And the moment you say yes to an opportunity that isn't like an F yes to you and an F yes that's aligned with your goals, you're immediately saying no to something that is actually aligned with your goals. So that's like another framework that I always take myself through is if I'm saying yes to this, I'm automatically saying no to this. And if I'm saying no to this, which doesn't quite serve me right now, I'm automatically opening myself, just like in that moment, I have opened myself up to opportunities down the line in the future. So where does that take us? Well, I decided to let go of Platinum Partnership. I decided to let go of the other mastermind, and Brennan and I are only in one mastermind together, and he's the single Platinum Partnership. That saved us, you guys, about, I want to say, not off the top of my head, don't quote me on exact calculations, but I would say at least over $150,000 of money. And I realized that I can take that money, I can set aside that money and actually make other investments in my business that aren't just in my personal growth or aren't just in networking, but actually hiring people, hiring a bigger team, and spending more time at home building an actual business and maybe investing in tools. Like for instance, I just bought a new microphone. I don't know if you guys recognize the difference in my microphone, but for instance, this microphone is a couple hundred dollars more than my other microphone. And if I'm spending all these couple hundred dollars on like food while I'm traveling to these events or hotels while I'm traveling to these events or this mastermind or that mastermind, then it's like, my business is going to suffer. And my business has so much to do with my ultimate vision for my life that I cannot keep sacrificing my future. I cannot keep sacrificing what my higher self wants in exchange for the ego of certain investments. So what is wealthy now versus wealthy later? And how do I use this, first of all, in daily life purchases? But also, how did I use this in these mastermind decisions that have helped me get to where I am right now today? So what wealthy later refers to, so let's start with wealthy later. Wealthy later refers to purchases that aren't bringing you joy right now. Okay, these are purchases that if you were to refrain from, and the simplest one that I can think of is, for instance, because Brendan and I have to ask ourselves this question quite often, and we developed a framework for travel. And by travel, what I mean is, do we stay at the 5-star hotel this time, or do we just choose a hotel because we need a bed? Do we travel first class on this flight, or are we okay with premium economy or economy for this flight just because that extra 1,000 or 2,000 can be used on something else that will actually open up income producing activities or income producing opportunities later down in the future? And so very easily we're like, okay, this is going to be a wealthy later. Because right now this isn't even bringing us joy. It's not like us upgrading ourselves to first class or us having the nicer thing in this area of our life is actually going to bring us that joy where we're actually going to feel abundant right now, raising our money vibration. Instead, it's just like, it's almost like we're purchasing just because we feel like we need to purchase it, but it's actually taking away money from our future. Because again, you're either paying yourself now or you're paying yourself in the future. And this isn't coming from like a scarcity mindset. This isn't coming from you need to hoard your money, you need to hold on to it, you need to save it, because I obviously don't believe in that. I used to come from the belief where a lot of people come from when they first learn about the law of attraction, which is, oh, just spend all your money because it's going to come back to you. Like, you need to just trust and let it go and just spend and buy everything that you want. And doesn't matter what your bank account says, because it's all about your vibration. It's all about how you feel. And it's all about dressing yourself to the nines and living in a mansion. And who cares that you're in debt, because the universe will just take care of it. And although I can see the logic that people have, and I could see my own logic with that, you know, when you just take the law of attraction literally, but vibration wise and feeling wise, like if you feel scared about your financial future because you just went into debt over a luxury handbag, that's gonna emit a different vibration than you actually being able to afford it, buying it, and then feeling so abundant that it actually expands your money vibration and makes you feel even more luxurious and makes you feel good every time you see it and every time you wear it, to where it enhances your vibration and actually attracts more money-making opportunities later down the line. So that's the difference. And there's actually a podcast episode I have for you called How to Act Rich Without Going into Debt or Excessively Spending Money, which is episode number 76, in case you're curious. So going back to wealthy now refers to like, this is going to bring me joy right now. These are purchases that are ultra luxurious and make absolutely no logical sense, but enhance your financial vibration. These are also purchases that are in alignment with your ultimate financial vision, where you're not taking away from your ultimate financial vision. And by ultimate financial vision, I just mean, like, for instance, Brennan and I have a certain amount that we want to invest this year. We have a certain amount that we want to invest in our business. We have a certain amount that we want to save towards an investment property that we want to buy at some point, maybe next year or in 2 years or maybe even 3 years. We want to buy like a multi-unit property and have that be our first kind of real estate investment. And so when we're making purchases, we understand that, hey, we actually do have the extra money and this is going to bring us joy. And we're going to enjoy this money. We're going to enjoy this luxury. This is going to help us raise our vibration, but it is never at the expense of our financial futures. So when we ask ourselves, is this wealthy now or is this wealthy later? When we choose wealthy now, it's because this will actually bring us joy right now. And then wealthy later refers to purchases that aren't bringing us joy right now, and instead we can save the money and add to our investment accounts to bring us wealth later. Or we can spend the money elsewhere that will translate into an income-producing asset later down the line, also building our net worth. So I use this all the freaking time. Like, now that Brennan and I have developed this framework, we're always asking each other, like, Catherine, Brennan, is this wealthy now or is this wealthy later? Is this taking away from our futures or is this adding to ourselves right now, actually adding to our future later? And I know sometimes it's kind of hard to tell the difference. And when I teach inside of my Rich Babe Academy, this concept of making purchases from your ego or making purchases from your higher self, sometimes it's like a personal thing that you just need to tune into. And you just need to ask yourself, is this coming from a place where I feel like I need to be keeping up, where I feel like I need to be showing off on social media? Because I know some people will literally book first class flights or private jets or buy certain handbags or buy certain shoes just because it's going to look good on their Instagram. And when it looks good on their Instagram, that's going to translate into more clients or that's going to translate into more business, or people see, like, look at her, she has all this money, she's really cool. Or look at him, he has all this money, he's really cool, I can trust him. And it comes off as credibility. When in fact, I think vibration is the strongest credibility, in the sense that people can feel when you're actually putting on a show, or that's actually authentic to where you currently are in your life. And let me tell you, just coming from someone who loves material things, like loves material things, I have a very nice car, we live in a very nice place, I have very nice stuff, but it's not everything, you guys. It is not everything. It will not make you happy, and no one freaking cares. Trust me, the most interesting thing in the world is when I walk into really nice stores, dress the way that I dress. And I always come into these stores and I always get, like, people don't pay any attention to me. Like, people are helping everyone else but me. And I'm over there, like, trying to buy a $5,000 handbag. And they would never know how much I actually have in my bank account based off the way that I look. And people pretty much judge me just from the way that I look and therefore don't help me and therefore lose the sale. Right? So I get that. But also, all of the successful people that I met, all the successful people that I know in person, like, they're just dressed so normally. Like, you will never be able to tell how their business is doing, what they're up to in life, and how much money that they actually have. And I learned that I would much rather just be myself and be authentic and not give a crap about what other people think of me, instead of shelling out all this money, taking away from my ultimate vision, and making purchases just because I want people to know how much money I have. So there's a huge difference. Again, you can recognize the ego of showing off versus your higher self understanding that there's plenty of time, there's plenty of money, there's plenty of opportunities ahead, and it's just thinking about every single day, wealthy now or wealthy later. And notice also that I'm not saying wealthy now or wealthy never, because eventually when you bring it from that perspective, it's like, I'm going to be wealthy no matter what. But in order to get wealthy, I need to have a plan. It is law of attraction plus law of action. And I guess what I am trying to communicate with you today is that law of action piece, where you can have law of attraction and you can tell yourself, I'm a self-made millionaire, or I'm a multimillionaire just for being my authentic self, or money is an unlimited resource and it is always flowing my way. I'm rich and I love it. I love money and money loves me, or all those affirmations that I've shared in the past. Obviously, that's the law of attraction part, where you will be attracting opportunities, you guys. And as you keep saying yes to the things that are authentic to you and no to the things that aren't serving you right now or distracting you from your ultimate vision, they will come. It will always come. It is absolute law. It is law of attraction. But what influences law of attraction is law of action. And so if you're not doing anything, or you're not taking care of your money and you're not nurturing it, you're not taking responsibility for it, or you're not thinking about it or being smart about it, and I'm not talking about smart in the conventional sense or like the very logical sense of you need to save this much money and you need to hold on to your money and you cannot spend spend on lattes or Starbucks or anything like you hear the most conventional things. Like, for instance, I always hear about, like, if you don't spend $5 on Starbucks every single day, you'll be a millionaire within 40 years. And it's like, yeah, great. Like, I can think of so many faster ways to become a millionaire, even while drinking Starbucks every single day. Like, if that's what brings you joy, go and buy those $5 lattes every single day. Like, if that helps you feel wealthy now and raise your money vibration, go for it. But you also have to think about other parts of your life or other investments that you're making or other decisions that you're making. And I see, actually, I have a client right now who has overinvested in herself. And she's saying, Catherine, I'm not profitable in my business. Like, what's going on? Like, I'm so busy. I'm learning so much. I'm so overwhelmed. I keep hearing that you need to make investments. You need to make investments. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. And I keep buying all these courses and hiring these mentors and hiring these coaches and blah, 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 blah. But it's not working out. Like, is there such thing as making too many investments? And I told her, I said, you know what? Yes, there actually is. And it's not in the sense of, like, you know, like you're growing too much or you're growing too fast, but it's in the sense of you're putting way too much on your plate. You're distracting yourself. You're not getting closer to your ultimate financial vision. In fact, you are being, you're actually getting further away from it, and you're being so distracted and you're being so overwhelmed. Like, obviously you got to let something go. You got to ask yourself, can I let something go in exchange for being wealthy later? Can I keep some investments because I know they're going to help me feel wealthy now, and I know that they're going to help me in my business right now, but can I let everything go off my calendar? Can I let these mentors go? Can I unfollow these people? Can I stop listening to these people? Because ultimately, the best financial advice will come from your intuition, you guys. Your intuition is tapped in and connected to your ultimate vision, but you gotta put law of action into place. You can't just throw around money. You can't just spend, 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 and just think the universe is gonna take care of it, because the universe is actually waiting on your instructions. The universe is waiting for your instructions. If you're not taking responsibility for your financial future, the universe is not going to take financial responsibility for your financial future, because it's just matching what you are doing via law of attraction or via law of action. And of course, it's going to do most of the work for you. That's the beauty of manifestation, is that when you set an intention and you put the action into place, what the universe does on its end is phenomenal. It's amazing. It's always better than you can imagine, but you still have to start somewhere. So anyway, I added a lot more into this podcast episode that I was intending on sharing, but I hope that my point got across to you, and I hope that you took away at least something from this episode. I know that when I was starting my journey, and I know that when I was just starting my money manifestation journey more specifically, I didn't even think about these things, right? These are all things that I learned as I started to attract money into my life, and then recognize that sometimes I would overspend my money, and sometimes I would underspend it. Sometimes I'd feel scarcity, and it just, like, I could never figure out, like, where is this balance? And I don't think that balance exists anywhere in life. I think that integration exists, but balance doesn't, right? If you want to achieve really great things in life, sometimes you're going to be out of balance, and that is okay. You're going to have to prioritize some things and really focus all of your energy on a few things rather than many things at once, right? So sometimes, you know, I've worked so hard to balance, like, spending money and investing money, and also traveling while building a business, and just, like, trying to balance it all. And I just went crazy. And I asked myself, how can I just take it one day at a time and just integrate my vision? Integration. This is where integration comes in. How can I integrate my business and my life together? How can I integrate being wealthy later and wealthy now today? How can I make choices? How can I integrate these choices into my goals and into my vision? And the more of these kind of questions that you ask yourself, and the better you get at asking yourself the right questions, you'll understand that you don't have to figure out your 10-year financial vision. You can just figure it out one day at a time. But as long as you're going back and forth between wealthy now and wealthy later. Because if you come from this framework, I'm telling you guys, one day there's going to come a time, as most brilliant investors say, like, no one earns their way to financial freedom. You invest your way into financial freedom. And so there's going to come a time when you, based off of the smart decisions that you make in your life right now, there's going to come a time when you're literally going to have hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank. And you might never have to ever ask yourself this question ever again, where every single day is going to be a wealthy now. Maybe then you're thinking about future generations, and maybe you want to be I know one of my personal goals is to be like a Shark Tank kind of person, where I'm like an investor in other people's businesses and helping them grow their businesses and mentoring them and investing in other brilliant, brilliant creative people. And maybe that's one of your goals. And then you start thinking about, okay, how can I make my money work for other people? How can I give almost all of it away to impact the world via charities and via foundations and organizations? And then it gets so much bigger than you. But unless you take responsibility right now, it can't get bigger than you. Because if you're just coming from me, and today, and you're only living for today, well, guess what? You're going to attract more situations where you're only living for today, and you're never going to feel like you're getting, you know, any steps ahead. So anyway, my main point was to share with you why I'm no longer a platinum partnership. That was my main point of this podcast episode, because I just know that some people, especially my plat friends who listen to this episode, are going to ask me. But I also want to share with you one of my financial tips, especially since I share a lot on money manifestation. I am still learning how to manage my money. I'm still learning what to do with my money. So I wanted to share with you at least the information that I have so far and what I use in my life so far. And I really hope this helped you. Yeah, you guys. So I want you to try this framework out. Maybe you have a different framework. Maybe you are wording it differently, but see if you can develop a wealthy now versus wealthy later framework and see if it helps you get more in alignment with your ultimate financial vision. And of course, if you haven't developed an ultimate financial vision, you might want to start there first. You might want to ask yourself, where do I want to be financially within 10 years? Or 20 years or 30 years. And if you don't have that, you guys, then you do not have, like, there's no way the universe can align a path for you if you don't tell it where you want to go. So that might be step one for you. And then if this helped you in any way, shape, or form, even if you just had one aha moment or maybe multiple takeaways, screenshot yourself listening to this podcast on your device, add it to your Insta story, tag me, and just let me know what you thought, because I'm always super curious. And then if you truly enjoy this podcast or even this episode, I would appreciate if you left a review on iTunes. And also, I've been sending out appreciation gifts to everyone who has left a review. So if you choose to leave a review on this podcast and you screenshot your review before you send it, because otherwise it's going to disappear, and you send it to my team to hello@manifestationbabe.com, like literally all you need to do is send us proof that you left a review, and we're going to send you an awesome manifestation hypnosis in exchange to help you become a better manifester on autopilot. And hypnosis is like one of my favorite ways to biohack my mind and biohack my manifestation process. Or is it called spiritual hack? I don't know. I just call it biohacking. But anyway, I'd love to send you that appreciation gift, because I really do appreciate every single one of you who has been listening, who has been supporting, who has been sharing, who has been reviewing. And the more you guys have supported this podcast, I've decided to really commit myself to this podcast this year. Get better at speaking, get better at recording, get better at topics, get better and better and better. And I thank you all for coming along on this journey and sharing it with all your friends and sharing it with your teams or sharing it with, you know, your peers or anyone else who's in your life. All right, you guys, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I intended this to be a short podcast episode, but you know how I am sometimes. You guys have been enjoying the 5-minute Listen Babe series so far. I posted a 5-minute podcast last Friday, got so much good feedback. So I'm going to start doing that more often. And there's more Q&As coming. There's more stuff coming, I promise. Okay, guys, have an awesome, awesome day. Love you guys so much. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following @manifestationbabe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.